Hello and welcome to the Hope Podcast. I'm Anil Arana. Today we will talk about how God will raise us up when our enemies try to take us down. We all have enemies. These are people we might have offended deliberately or otherwise, people who are jealous of our success, or people who resent us for no reason other than it is in their nature to resent others. Regardless of the reason, they can make it their life's purpose to take us down, and it can get pretty scary. However, we need not worry, because not only do we have God's assurance of protection, but we also have his assurance of vindication. Speaking for God, the prophet Isaiah said, "No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you." This is a promise that holds true if we hold true in faith, not retaliating against our enemies, but showing them as much love as we possibly can. If we stoop down to the level of our enemies, we lose the overflow of blessings that God promises us. What will help us not to take offense is realizing that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Our struggle is not against people. People are not our enemies. Satan is. But he uses people, even Christians, to fulfill his strategy of sowing discord, distrust, and disunity, and see how well it is working. Therefore, instead of getting upset with people and playing right into his hands, let us get upset with Satan instead and take him down. God has given us the authority to do this, even as he assures us that nothing will prevail against us. Jesus said, "I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you." We take Satan down by walking in obedience to God's word and sowing love, not hate. When we do this, it doesn't matter what our enemies throw at us. We have an even more wonderful promise God makes to us. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." God says he will lay a banquet before us and serve us himself, while our enemies watch in dismay and wonder why their plans and plots to destroy us didn't succeed. Now, isn't that worth something? So, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. You be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone, and God will raise you up. God bless you.